Broadcasting live from the Fort Recovery Radio Studios in downtown historic Fort Recovery, Ohio, right next to Tin Man's, it's time for some sports talk with Bubba and Fee. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely. Sports Talk with Bubba.
Let's try it now. Yeah. We got an intro song or not?
You mean a song besides the intro?
Reese, play, sing a song for us.
That's not happening.
Come on, Reese. One time.
That's not happening.
Sing one time. What's your specialty, man?
How about this one?
How about Reese?
Benny Hill.
You can't go wrong, Benny Hill.
Benny Hill's good.
Absolutely can't go wrong, Benny Hill. That sounds like my day at work today.
I'm with you. Same day. That's not good.
No. No. Hey, welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. I am Mr. Bob Stogler, joined by my partner,
Mr. Harold Feely. How you doing, Bobby?
Fee, I am doing great.
Good.
It is Wednesday night in Fort Recovery.
The
town looks beautiful.
It does look good. Lit up nice.
But this onion cheese.
Ooh. Got some in there, didn't he?
God love Wayne Street Market.
Yep.
Because they take care of us.
They do take care of us.
You don't like the onion cheese?
He's a little scared of
there's six
cheese.
Other kinds of cheese on there, so take the other stuff.
Neil.
If nobody liked the onion cheese, they wouldn't put it on there, so somebody likes that.
That's a very good point.
That's right.
So there must be a lot of dumb people out there.
Let's see, you also don't like Swiss cheese.
I don't mind Swiss cheese if it's like on a ham and cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
It'll melt it up, not bad.
Not too bad.
There's ham right there, so... Do a ham and Swiss.
Are you doing yelling at
me?
Just sat on it.
Well, I wasn't really yelling.
You kind of yelled a little bit.
I was yelling a little bit? I was whining more than yelling.
First of all, welcome back. You was on vacation?
Yeah. Yeah.
How's the trip?
Good time. Went down to see my brother Mike down in Gatlinburg.
Great dude, man.
Good time.
Weather was absolutely perfect.
Oh, my gosh. 67, 68 every day. It's beautiful.
That's awesome. Was last year when you went down there the forest fires, or when was that?
Yeah, last year.
At this same time?
Yeah, actually, they just talked about it when we were down there. It was about a year ago. Maybe last Friday.
So could you see?
You can still see.
Can you really?
Oh, yeah. The cabins that are up in the mountains and stuff, there's still some that are just flattened.
Is that right?
Yeah. Plus, you can see the woods. You know, you look up at the mountain, the woods, and all the base of the woods are black.
Yeah.
But they're coming back pretty good. I thought all them trees would just die, but...
Did you by any chance see Colin Cowherd's trip into work today? The fire in the mountains as he's driving down that interstate?
No.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
California.
Yeah, it looks like
it's a little scary out there.
A movie.
It does. I agree with
you. One of those apocalyptic movies that it looks fake.
It really doesn't
look real.
It's unbelievable.
I don't get that. How much does it cost to insure a house there? Mine's like $800 a year.
Yeah. It'd be a little bit more than that.
About $6,000.
Oh, it's got to be more than that. Every house burns down there, I think.
Yeah.
Well, there's just their earthquake insurance is through the roof.
Oh, that's right. You got to put that in there, too.
You got earthquake insurance?
No. About flood? You got flood?
Costs $6 a year.
You don't really?
Yeah.
Earthquake?
Yeah. There's a fault over at Anna.
Oh, Jesus.
Could happen. Or for $6 Saint a year, Andrew I'm not taking a fault. Chance, Bubba. $6 a year.
You have earthquake insurance?
Yeah.
I bet you're the only person Fort Trevor has earthquake insurance.
I can't understand what you're saying there, right?
He's got onion cheese in his mouth right now.
And crackers.
Do you have earthquake insurance?
No.
Neil.
Well, then don't get any. I don't care.
Is Chuck Hine listen?
Probably. I don't know. You'll have to ask him.
We got to find this out.
How many people got her?
If you have earthquake insurance.
It's borderline free. It's almost
$6.
Free.
$6.
2 cents a day.
Did you do the math on that?
Well, it's actually a little less than that.
Because
there's 365, so it's a penny and a half a day.
We're going to take a survey today if everybody comes in. Because we got a big show.
Big show tonight. Big show.
We got Mindy Bupp, the head swimmer at Fort Carey High School.
Yep.
So you're thinking I'm wasting $6?
I'm thinking you buy some toilet paper or something with that.
We're going to have a major earthquake. Everybody's house is going to fall down.
Wouldn't it be a classic? Spencer's going to build a Taj Mahal afterwards.
He'll have a Taj Mahal before
we go. Well, it's not insured for millions of dollars. It's insured for what it's worth. So it won't be a Taj Mahal.
Yeah, but we'll all be broke. We ain't got any money. We're done.
I'll be the only one left in town. Everybody else will move.
Everybody's moving.
I think earthquakes are kind of cool.
Shake your head.
No. We kind of cool.
I mean, think about how that happens.
Well, yeah.
Until your herb opens up and swallows you. That's
movie. That don't happen in real life.
Yeah. Those buildings falling down, that's fake. It's all fake. I don't know why people in California even bother with earthquake insurance. Yeah.
Thank you. Now we're getting down to the bottom.
We're getting there.
Anyway, I'm a little down on you.
Down on me?
Yep.
Ooh. Okay.
You could have left Sunday, went to the ball game Saturday night.
Ooh, I know. That hurt.
Saturday day, girls game.
Yeah, and a boys. You updated me, and I listened to how far.
Did you listen?
Radio, yes, sir.
Neil and Stoney did the girls game.
Saturday.
And you had it all screwed up?
Probably.
Didn't you say you didn't get it in the archives or something?
Oh, yeah, that one didn't. We had all kinds of problems there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a good thing we didn't win. I'm glad we lost.
Yeah.
Can we say that or
yes.
not?
Yes. Well,
no, we don't.
Patch is going to go.
Well, Patch is in a rage right now.
If we were going to have one that nobody would care to ever listen to again, that would be it.
Yeah, that's good.
Because it wasn't.
Ugly?
Yeah, it was not a thing of beauty.
It was a game where we
we're a lot better than that team.
We play them 10 times, we win 9.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean,
or the next 10 times we play them, we'd beat them. Yeah. I mean, we should win 10 out of 10, and we didn't.
Yeah.
It just, you know, not that they're a bad team. They're a pretty good team, but we're a lot better than they are. And we sure didn't play that way.
No, we didn't.
Let's
talk a little bit about the week that was. And,
yeah.
And the Indians opened up the season feed Thursday night. We traveled up to Crestview. A team that they're expected to win a bunch of games, and they're pretty good. And we played about... I was amazed at how well we played.
But good.
Yes.
But when you have Grace 10 hitting 7 threes.
School record, right?
Yeah, congratulations to her.
That is awesome.
Yeah. I was guessing 7 for 10, but I think I saw 7 for 8.
Yeah. Yeah, she missed. They only had her for missing. I think she missed 2.
All right.
But I don't know.
But still, even if it's 7 out of 10 like I was guessing, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
that's pretty good.
The Indians were down 20-18 after the first quarter, and Grace 10, like we said, connected on 7 three-pointers the evening. By the end of the evening, she finished the evening with 23 points. Carly Stone added 11. She had 5 assists and 7 rebounds, played an all-around great game.
Yep.
Val Mullenkamp and Kaya Wendell had 8 and 7, respectively. One thing about Val is she guarded their best player, that Jackie Motika's daughter, who had 26 or something against us last year.
Yeah.
And absolutely did a great job on that girl. I think that girl May had 9.
Really?
Yeah.
Shut her down.
Yeah, and she was frustrated.
Sounded like they dialed in their defense a little bit second half.
They did. And I was very impressed with the opener at Crestview. I would say that anybody that was up there was tickled with the way that game went.
When we came out.
Absolutely. And then on Friday, it was Coach Bayshore's
debut.
And Fee, what did you think of that?
I thought we did a great job. I tell you what, he's exciting. He's intense. It's kind of neat. I enjoyed him. I thought we played okay. I think everybody did okay. I thought Kanacki Boy played really good.
Yes.
I mean, I thought it probably one of the better games he's played that I've seen so far from him.
Yeah, it was kind of funny because, you know, Petey's been struggling with a hammy or something.
Yeah, he's been a little sore. Yeah.
Something in his hip, I think.
Yeah, and they didn't start him. And I thought when they brought him into the game, he was he kind of pushed things. He didn't let the game come to him. And he just was out of whack all day. Because
I think so, too.
We've seen the scrimmages, and he's just tore him up.
Yeah.
He just didn't get into the flow that night. But like you said, Grant Kanapke had led us with 16 points.
Yeah, he picked up slack a little bit.
And I never really... Grant Kanapke's a neat kid.
Yeah.
Because last year, me and you, how many games... And this has nothing to do with this is just our opinion. But if you ask anybody that went to the games last year, Grant Kanapke was almost like he just... went through the motions.
Right. He frustrated you because you knew he had so much talent.
We watched him in junior high.
Right. Knew he has talent. And, you know, and there was lack of hustle and there was just, you know, lack of intensity.
Yeah.
And boy, Friday night I thought he had it. I give kudos to Coach Bayshore. I mean, he's got him dialed in somehow a little bit. So.
Something's clicking.
Yeah, that's definitely good.
And like you said, I don't know if it's a maturity level. I don't know if it's now, but he... he surprised the crap out of me. And he and it was just a carryover of his scrimmages.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he looked good in the scrimmages, too.
Yeah. A pleasant surprise, because we saw him early in his freshman year. He had several just tremendous games, and we're thinking, oh, boy, here we go. And then kind of fell off the map, and I don't know.
He's one of those kids.
I don't know what the deal is.
And, Fee, you've seen him play in junior high a lot, because Ian, you go to the junior high games. And he's one of those kids that team, you know, that's not a real strong class offensively.
Yeah.
And they needed him to score, and he'd just chuck it up.
Right. And I felt like, I mean, in the eighth grade, especially in his eighth grade year, he led them. I mean, and the only time we were going to win is when he put up 20. I mean, he was going to have to put 20, 25 up. And it just seemed like his game got so concentrated on his offense, you know, and then he was lazy on defense, getting back, and he was worried about his offense and not his defense, and the kind of freshman year, I thought it kind of did the same thing, and you know, I think last year's coach benched him, you know, he just benched him a lot because of lack of intensity and hustle back and stuff like that, you know. I think he was frustrated with him, but boy, he came out that first game, and I was happy as can be.
Well, he, and I love the kid because, you know, I see him over the golf course all the time, and he's just matured as a kid.
Yeah.
And you've seen it, and it's just carried over onto the basketball court. Mm-hmm. And I had never dreamed that he would play two games like this. And one thing about him is a kid can make free throws.
Yes. Yep.
And he hit some clutch free throws.
Down a stretch
Saturday night.
And Judy.
Derek Judy. We'll talk about Derek a little bit later, too. But I was just impressed, and not just with his...
You know, and to me, if you watch him and Petey, you are looking at two clones. I mean, they both can absolutely light it up at any point in time. And I think last year, Petey was the same way. You know, the intensity on the defensive end wasn't as good. But, man, if he gets them dialed in, those two can be unbelievably good. They're going to be fun to watch.
I agree. So the Indians beat St. Mary's 55-45. The Indians had three players in double figures. Grant Canapi had 16. Brawny and Peyton Judy each had 10. Brawny is Brawny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he comes out there Friday night.
Was that the game he had the first eight?
8 points.
Yeah, he came out and scored the first eight. Boom, boom. The
thing about Brawny is he just lets it come to him. He doesn't force anything.
Right.
Yep. He's the perfect teammate.
He is. If he's got a good shot, he'll take it. If he don't, he won't. Yeah.
It was his turn at the beginning of the game, and he just did it.
I bet he didn't shoot 10 shots the whole game.
No, he didn't shoot 10.
He shot six first quarter.
I don't think he shot three or four more times the whole rest of the game. Yeah. He didn't need to. Wasn't his thing. He did what he was supposed to do when it was his time, and he just...
And he's a worker. I mean, he goes out there and he plays hard defense, and he'll get you some rebounds, and that's exactly what we need on this team.
Yep, and he's smart. He can bring the ball up if he needs to, if it's time. So, yeah, that's good.
And then, of course, Trevor is Trevor, but Trevor had a good weekend. Trevor had, I think he had 8 boards Friday night, probably had at least that many on
Saturday.
He had a couple big finishes in the second half of that game.
Yep.
Down underneath that basket in front of their student section where he got to the hole and he laid it in, and he was fired up. And we was all fired up.
That's great.
They wanted to beat Coach Bayshore.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure they did.
You know, they had a big fat head of him.
Yeah.
Every time it was classic.
It was neat, dude. That thing was probably 5 feet across or something like that. It was big. It's neat.
You could tell. You could tell, Neon. And at that game meant a lot to Coach because – them kids, they all come over and hugged him during the starting lineup. I mean,
that's pretty cool.
Coming home, you know.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
And he's been around them kids, but when that whistle, when that ball went up, he was intense.
Yeah, he did show us that. I mean, I think the Friday night game that I got to see, I mean, I like Coach Bayshore's intensity. He brings it.
Yeah.
And I could see where... that he's going to get those kids. He'll get everything out of them. I can see where he'll get a lot out of them.
You know, the thing is Petey didn't play a very, very good game Friday night. And we talked about, he rushed a little bit.
Yeah.
And he would take him out and set him down. So, you know, and him and his assistant coach talked to him. Say,
yeah.
Petey, just relax. It's going to come to you.
It'll get there.
And the Indians come up and we beat St. Mary's by 10. And like you said, it was a game that we were better than St. Mary's.
Yeah.
it was just kind of
they kind of hung around and made it a good yep. fun game.
But anyway, Coach Bayshore gets his first win, 1-0. Our record goes to 1-0. We come back on Saturday night. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk about the Greenville game. And then we'll go into the girls basketball and get Mindy up here in about 15 minutes. Bubba and Fees.
Wayne Street Market.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Our Ohio winters can be brutal, and keeping your home at an even comfortable temperature can be a challenge. But not for the company that's responsible for heating and cooling some of the largest buildings and industrial complexes in the world. Trane. At Reasoner Energy, we are a certified Trane dealer. Trane can deliver a tough, real-world tested solution for any heating problem, even in Ohio. Trane high-efficiency dual-fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Lasagna Thursday, and our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger on Friday. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evenings, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, complemented by a large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Presale tickets for Friday's boys basketball game at Delphus Jefferson will be sold tomorrow in the middle school office from 7:45 a.m. to 10 a.m., then from 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the high school office. On Friday, they'll be sold from 7:45 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the high school office. Presale tickets are $4 for students and $5 for adults. All tickets at the door will be $6.
And we're back here, Sports Talk, with my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Yes, sir.
How many years have we been doing this?
I don't know. Three?
Is this our third basketball season, Spencey?
Probably it, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yep.
Third season.
Pretty sure that's right.
Perry Hall.
Bear?
Might even be fourth basketball season, but we're 3 years and a month into it.
He just wanted to say hi. He's all right. He's with you on the earthquake. He's with me on the earthquake thing.
He's out there.
Yeah, he's been through a few small ones he thinks are kind of neat.
Ain't too bad, huh?
So he likes earthquakes. One Bob, zero Spencey.
Okay, I have no problem with that.
He said it's real smoky around there, but he's fine. And one of his buddies lives close to a big fire. His Snapchats are crazy. So, Perry, stay safe, my friend.
God, buddy. Keep listening.
And we'll have Mindy on, so Mindy, when she gets Perry, will be wide open. So, Perry, give us some good questions to ask.
That's right.
You know a lot more about than we do.
Absolutely.
So, Saturday night, we go down to
Greenville.
We go down to Greenville, and like we say, we take on the Green Wave. I don't know how to describe how good they are. Because, I would say...
Big kid graduated, didn't he?
They lost everybody.
That's what I was going to say. They had a couple.
But I'm telling you what, they played their butts off.
Hmm.
You agree with that?
Yes, they weren't afraid to chuck it up, and apparently the night before they were really chucking it up.
Well, they lost to Northmont. Like they were down 25 to Northmont, cut it to 6.
Really?
Got bleak 90-75 in the final of that one.
Northmont's, I'm sure, good.
I'm sure that they got some good players.
Right.
So then Saturday night, we traveled to Greenville and Coach Bayshore's homecoming, and we talk about Petey Judy and how Friday night he kind of struggled to let the game come to him.
Yeah, he's forced a little bit.
He was by far the best player on the floor.
He let her come to him on Saturday night.
So good.
Wow. He did everything and did it well.
I mean, Nick, he just... That kid has talent.
Oh, he's got talent. I mean, about that.
He runs the floor. He handles the ball. He finishes. He can shoot the three. He makes his free throws. And he puts up a career-high 37 against against Greenville.
And, Big number.
Yeah, and we needed every one of them.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He was
OT.
Yeah, he was tough, and he was balanced throughout the game. Grant Konapke had 18, who was fabulous. I think he was 8-for-8 from the foul line.
Yeah, something like that.
Derek Jeudy, we talked about him earlier. Hits 4 free throws in OT.
Really?
The freshman, you know, he stepped up to play. Bronny had 8 rebounds. Trevor had some big finishes, but I thought the kid who looked the best and kept us under that game was Cade Wendell.
Cade did.
Solid. I don't know how many turnovers he had. He had the ball the whole time. You know, they pressured him. He gets every loose ball.
Yeah.
He works his ever-loving butt off.
He does work hard.
And he never comes out of the game.
Yep.
He never comes out of the game.
Plus, the big thing is he had 0 fouls going into OT, which that's
yeah, and they're calling huge. Everybody's
they're
fouling
calling
out.
Everything. Yep.
And that kid, just when he gets it, it's almost like we, all right, settle down. He knows that, you know, and, I don't know, man.
He's got some maturity.
I don't know how many games we're going to win. I don't know. You know, I thought if we could get 500, it'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Because we lost a whole bunch. We got, a lot of new kids. We're 2-0. We play Delvis Jefferson, a game that we can win Friday night.
Yeah.
It ain't going to be easy, but we're going up there playing that hellhole.
Yeah, it'd be tough up there. But
we played in the hellhole Friday night or Saturday night at Greenville. It's kind of the same deal. They got that crappy app stage. Their fans are sitting right on top of you. Yep. I don't know. Coach Bayshore, congratulations on being 2-0.
Yes, sir.
I'm tickled pink.
Keep her going. I love it.
Yeah, I liked, again, every player that hit the floor played well. And
well, you know, when he was up here and he talked about it, he said, you know, the thing about me is my kids will play hard. He's like, I want those kids that will run through the wall. He's kind of playing pretty hard.
He does.
Yeah.
That's big.
Who's the Toby kid?
Blaine Toby.
Yeah.
Blaine Toby.
Yep.
Blaine Toby.
Yeah. He played strong. He played smart. He played
the perfect two games.
Yes.
Matt, Friday absolutely. Night he was, I thought Friday night he would cut to the basket perfectly and they'd give him the ball for layups.
Yeah.
Nobody guarded him. He'd make layups.
Damn, Blaine Toby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would surprise me.
Well,
too.
I thought he looked pretty good last year and had some definite flashes. But what I'm thinking, and I don't this could be just wishful thinking or whatever, but I think these kids with this coach are meshing. I mean, they all understand each other, and that doesn't happen a lot where all the kids understand and buy into what the coach is doing.
Well, you got a couple kids that are just instant offense.
Yeah.
I mean, they're that Greg Colling used to be. I mean, you can just dump 20 points on you in 5 minutes.
And he'll let her fly.
Right.
Hey, PD don't care.
PD don't let her fly.
And if he misses, he don't care. He's coming right back at it.
Right. He's not going to be turning that next shot down if it's good.
No, that's right. And Coach Bayshore's Indians go to 2-0, and we're tickled pink. And walking out of that gym, you could see Coach was smiling. And I think in the post game, Spencey, you guys had him up, and he was pretty tickled. And
I'm sure he was tickled to get that W.
Get a chance to get in the archives. Listen to both them games. Fun games to listen to, Indians.
Yep.
Indians rolled a 2-0, and
just got one this week, correct?
Just play Friday night at Dumps Jeff, and I hate going up there. And we got some road trips.
Everybody tomorrow
we
got to go to Knoxville
tomorrow, Delvis Jefferson. Next week we got to go to St. John's on Thursday.
Yep.
Growling a little bit.
Well, but nice thing is they treat you so nice up there.
Oh, they do. They just love us.
Yep.
They hate everything about Fort Recovery
and everybody else that they play.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, and I don't know if this is really true, but I had a guy from Delphus tell me this. I think he was kidding, but when you go up there, you know, you buy 50-50 tickets. What they do?
Oh, they do not.
Well, they sell both halves to Fort Recovery fans.
Dipstick.
Well, I don't think it's true, but he told me
they never
do
show a winner. I know that.
No, that's right.
Here's a ticket.
Yeah. So let's flip. Let's flip the page and let's go to the girls' game.
Girls' game?
We talked about the victory
Thursday.
On Thursday. We come back Saturday against a Walpock team. It was just,
it was the opposite of Thursday.
It was.
Yeah. And Thursday was so good, and just everybody was playing so well and just into it. And
Carly Stone.
Saturday was.
Carly Stone has to, she has to be on the floor. She's such an integral part
huge
of this
part
team.
Yep.
And she made a couple fouls.
Foul.
Patsy was just, he's like, oh, Carly, you're killing us here. Yep. Because she can. She is so good.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, she just...
You got to realize that you got to be on that court. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, that's right.
But part of what makes her so good is she is very aggressive, but, man, you got to dial it back.
Yeah.
She led us with
12 points. Grace couldn't throw in the ocean Saturday. She had 7. Brooke Garkey, who I absolutely love, had 7 rebounds. Got every rebound when she was in there.
Yeah.
Indians
Brooke,
get beat.
Brooke Collig.
What'd I say?
Garkey.
Brooke Collig.
Yeah.
God darn it. Why'd I do that?
Well, because she played for us too, and she was good.
Anyway, the Indians dropped to 1-1, and we travel to New Knoxville tomorrow, and I think the JV game is one half game.
Yep.
I think it's a half game. So the varsity game will be tipping off about 7:15.
I was going to say that a little earlier.
So, yeah. Yep. So if you guys are going over to the varsity game.
I didn't get on my schedule.
Make sure that you get there because it's only half a JV game. If anybody knows if that's different, let us know and we'll announce it. But I know
it's a half.
It's really a half a JV game. And Indians, then they're back in action. They're off till.
So that's the opening MAC game, right?
Yeah, MAC.
They're going to start her out.
Slate opens tomorrow in Knoxville, and I think it's a game that we'll be ready to play, and Coach will have it ready.
Tough win for us last year at Fort Recovery.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think they lost to Schreier Girl, correct?
Yep. Their best player is
a pretty good player. So.
Right. So let's take a break. We have the swim coach of Fort Recovery, Miss Mindy Buck, walking in here. We're going to get her hooked up, and first of all, we got to get her something to drink, too, because she's thirsty.
She's thirsty.
We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Have you been getting a lot of calls from a little boy?
Well, as a matter of fact, we have.
That's my son. He always talks about how you have something for everyone.
We do, with insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual.
Derek.
Yes, Mom.
You've got to stop bothering those nice folks at work.
But, Mom, I love talking to them.
Well, I would love it if you would finish your chores before you start making phone calls.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2015 Nissan Altima SV. This great-looking white four-door sedan has lots of extras. It has 36,000 miles, and it's priced at only $12,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up on Fort Recovery Radio this week. Tomorrow night, the girls will travel to New Knoxville to take on the Lady Rangers in their first MAC game of the season. Steve Stone and Reese Rogers will bring you all the action live with a JV broadcast starting at 6 o'clock. On Friday, the boys will go to Delphus Jefferson. Reese Rogers will bring you the JV game and will simulcast WPGW's coverage of the varsity game with Rob Weaver and Jeff Vaughn. On Saturday evening, the Lady Indians will head to Indiana to take on the G County Lady Patriots, with the JV game starting at 6. We'll simulcast WPGW's coverage of both the JV and varsity games. The basketball season is off and running, and as always, Fort Recovery Radio will bring you all the action live. Girls at New Knoxville tomorrow night, then at G County on Saturday night. Boys at Delphus Jefferson for a Friday night game. Be sure to get to all these games and catch the exciting action in person. But if you just can't get to the games, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
The Indians. Oh, this is a beautiful song.
Isn't that?
Yep.
Love that.
This Chestnuts?
Yep.
Mindy, what's your favorite Christmas song?
I like that Charlie Brown Christmas that they play all the time.
So like at your house right now, are you in the Christmas mood?
I've just got the decorations.
Looks tremendous too, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
Me and Capadura, we checked you out.
Did you? I got the mayor.
I'm on his B team. I'm following him around.
Are you really?
We're driving around looking at the lights the other night.
I'm not sure when I put up the lights that it really got me in the Christmas mood at the moment.
I'd say that might have put you in a bad mood.
like tonight, me and my wife she's making cookies and Christmas music's playing.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, oh, it's just a nice feeling. Like, they want to come up here.
Yeah.
I want to say hello and hold her hand.
Oh. You were married.
That makes it hard for her to make cookies, though. If you're holding her hand. Yeah.
She's making Mexican Long Johns or something.
Mexican Long Johns?
I don't know. Some kind of weird cookie. It's a Mexican something. She'll text because I know she's listening.
But jalapeno cookies?
No.
Jalapeno.
I don't know what they were. Hey, Coach Bub, how are you?
Good, thank you.
You are off to a pretty good start.
Yeah, we've had a couple good meets already.
Great start.
Yes. Yeah. So swim, we get right into it. We don't mess around.
So well, we've had 4 weeks of practice
Okay.
So we started beginning in November.
Okay, so it's just like...
Just like basketball. Yeah. When boys basketball starts, we start.
Are we still traveling to Bern?
Yes, we are.
3 days a week or what?
We do 3 days a week to Bern, 1 day a week to Versailles. Usually, sometimes we'll go to Versailles, depending on if Bern's got some, South Adams has some swim meets or like that. And then the club swimmers go over to Jay County on Wednesdays. So the ones that swim club, they get 5 days a week swimming.
So it's a lot of swimming.
It's a lot of time driving. Yeah, a lot of time in the car.
Absolutely. Yeah. So talk a little bit about your team this year, man. Our boys' numbers are down a little bit. We got some injuries, and talk a little bit about your boys.
I've got two boys this year. Owen Sheridan's out with a shoulder injury. He had shoulder surgery recently. Yeah. And so I've got Nolan Toby, who's returning junior, and he's a very solid swimmer. He's swam me around.
Built like a brick crap house.
Yeah, he's built like a football player, not quite as much like a swimmer, but he can power through the short distance events and does a real good job. And then Josh Gonzalez, he's built more like a swimmer, and we just need to work on, getting his technique down. And, the boys, I think, this year we can't do relays and things like that, but if we get, technique worked on and we get our, speed down next year, if we can get a couple more boys, we can have some really strong relays. Owen comes back. Yeah.
How's that work? So these guys probably don't get the full gamut of swimming, or can they get in as many events?
No. They can only do two individual events.
Yeah.
So, for them to go to these swim meets that are all day long, they have to sit there for...
Just get to do two times.
Yeah,
That stinks.
Yeah, it does. So it's really nice when you have four boys.
So if you got four boys, then you can do, you can do two relays and two.
And that's the max you can do. You can either do three relays, one individual, or you can do two relays, two individual events.
So how hard did you go to recruit a couple of kids? Was you working your butt off?
We worked really hard, and it just didn't happen. So
a couple of kids at Harrison, Cal,
right,
didn't decide not to swim.
Correct.
I'm trying to think of who else was...
The big fella.
Oh, Andrew.
Andrew and Keith. Was Keith in there, too?
Right.
Yeah. I remember.
Robbie LaFever is doing indoor track.
He's doing indoor track.
He is.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that was a thing.
It's not an official thing.
Right.
I think it's like a club type thing where they're going out.
Yeah, probably like club volleyball, I'm sure, where you're just trying to get better.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I think that's something.
Hmm. Yeah.
So the boys are going to, we're going to have two kids, and they're going to battle, and they're going to get better, and that's all we can do with that.
Yeah, and they'll get, they'll work on their individual events and see how far they can progress with that, and, no one would have a shot at going on to districts. And
nice thing
Josh,
about.
Josh, you never know, if we can get him going, and they've been having ear infections and swimmer's ear and some injury stuff, so it's tough.
Got to battle through all that.
Yeah.
Nice thing about swimming, though, too, is you can always reset your record. I mean, you're out there, and if this is what my record is, every event, you're always trying to beat it.
Sure.
And that's kind of cool when you do beat it. It's a great night for you.
Exactly. Yeah, it's your own individual for that. I mean, there's definitely the team and the relays, and we team out for points and, who wins the meet and things. But, yes, there is that individual component where they can just say, I'm going to get my best time
I'm going to get my best time tonight.
Right.
Yep.
So then your girls' program is pretty solid.
Yeah, I would say this year is the strongest group of girls that we probably had in our history, because I just have so many girls that have been swimming since such a young age that are coming in. I've got five, six freshmen, plus I have my older kids that, my seniors and juniors that are.
So let's now talk about your seniors. You have your daughter.
Yeah, I've got Alexis.
She's a swimmer.
Mm-hmm. And then I've got Sophie Timmerman. Those two have been swimming.
They've been doing her the whole time.
The whole time, doing the club, doing everything. They are solid this year. They're already posting not their best times, but better times than they were this time last year.
Yeah.
So, and that's what I'm always looking for. You know, they may not get their best time right off the bat, but they are better than they were last year at this point.
So as girls develop, okay, hips get bigger, what, you know, whatever it is. Are you a better swimmer as a freshman?
No.
No. Because I think across country, a lot of that is true.
Yeah.
The young kids,
seems like they get.
I'm not sure with cross country if it's, you know, the leanness and the long limbs and that kind of thing. And for swimming, you put on some muscle mass. And for the shorter events, and high school is much more a short event swim season. You know, we have a couple 200s and a 500, but for the most part, you're talking 50s and 100s.
Okay.
That's power. You just got to go down and swim as fast as you can for two laps or four laps, and you're done. So that's not as important as, you know, when you're talking cross country, they got to go run 3 miles for their race and some of those other things. So
you have two seniors.
Yes.
Sophie.
And then I actually have a third senior who's part-time, Carly Stone.
Carly, yeah.
She's pretty good.
She is pretty good.
Not too bad.
Yeah. And you know, that's you know, that's between Coach Patch and Mr. Overman and the school and yourself, and I think that everybody's kind of agreed that that's worked out pretty well.
So far, so good?
It usually is. Like, Carly Stone missed her first basketball practice on Monday. That's the first practice that's the first time I think that, you know, you've seen that she was missing from a basketball practice for a meet. But that's basically what we do. She goes to everything basketball. Unless she has a swim meet and there's a practice, then she goes to our swim meet.
Okay.
But everything else is basketball always.
And then Page Four camp's the opposite.
Yeah, it's somewhat, but you know, there's a little bit more give and take on that because, you know, I understand that she needs to go to some basketball practices for them to be able to function as a team. So basically, Susie Four camp tells us, you know, she's going to go to these two basketball practices, these three swim practices.
Yeah.
Paige usually goes to all the swim meets first. That's kind of what the primary part is for that. She'll go to the swim meets over a basketball game.
She is a heck of an athlete.
Yes.
Good athlete, yeah.
I watched her on the basketball floor. I ain't too sure she ain't one of our better shooters in the whole program other than Gracie.
Yeah.
I mean, her stroke is pure, and she's about... How tall is she? 5'8", 5'9", at least, you know? And
she looks like an athlete.
She does. Right. And we'll have fun with her for next many years. She's good.
Yeah.
And then your juniors this year?
Cassie Martin, of course, who's just coming out and just killing it right off the bat.
So did she do any, like, this summer work her butt off, or is it just... She's just an athlete.
She's an athlete, and I also think last year she was kind of battling shoulder problems throughout volleyball, and it carried over into swim, and she's healthier. I think she was healthy all through the summer for the most part, and I think that really made a difference. And you know, she's just coming out. She's stronger than I've ever seen her right now at the beginning of the season. So, yeah, to go out the first two meets and break two high school records. Right off
the
bat,
a bad start.
You know.
Pretty good start.
Not too bad.
She like last year, that 500 free, the fastest she ever swam it was a 5:57, I think. And she went out first time swimming it this year and did a 5:45.
Wow.
So she not only break the record, but she took 10 seconds.
She
almost
killed it, yeah.
So where does she have to get to advance like big time?
For a 500 free, you know, that's probably not where I'm going to put her.
Okay.
You know, we just don't get enough pool time for us to train her as a 500 freestyler. She can go out and kill it in a dual meet or even, you know, some of these other meets. But if she's going to go up against the best in the state or in the district, then, you know, we'll probably bump her down to 100 free or a 50 free.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So then your other juniors?
She's my only junior, and then as far as girls.
Okay.
And then I have Rachel Atchison, who's a sophomore. And she's a strong swimmer. She's been out for a couple weeks.
She's an athlete.
Yeah, but she's an athlete. And she's good. She'll be good for us for relays. She's a good freestyler, probably 200 free. And then, I will use her a lot in relays.
Yeah.
So, she is my only sophomore. And then I have this group of freshmen coming in that are, you know, fantastic off the bat. You know, I've got Ava...
Right.
My other daughter, so she's been, you know, she went out and swam a 500 and a 6:05, which, you know, if Cassie swam a 5:57 and that was her best last year, and Ava's gone out and already swimming a 6:05, you know, she's doing pretty well
in the
500s. And, you know, so I think you'll see her doing more of our distance events. I think relays as well. She's got a shot at, you know, I've got these freshmen. I got Paige, I've got Ava, and you've got Carly Stone. Those three right now, and then Clark's been out and been sick, so I don't know what yet she's capable of. But those girls are all going to be fighting for spots on those relay teams. And the great thing is, I don't have to put the same four in every relay.
Each week,
you know what I'm saying? Because that medley relay, you know, it may be Carly, it may be three seniors and the junior.
Yeah.
Then my next relay, it may be Paige Forkamp, Cassie, Alexis, and Carly or somebody. And then my last one may be Ava, and it may be Alexis and Cassie and somebody, you know. So we may, I can move them around and do some things.
So basically, what you're saying is you got to do some coaching.
Looks like we got some massive coaching.
I mean, because you
this is all on a coach. Yeah.
This is big.
Yeah.
I'll see how smart I am, right?
What do you mean we didn't win? Well, the coach didn't do something, right?
We can start grossing her out.
Yeah, we got to put a little pressure on her.
That's exactly right.
High expectations.
Yep. So you started the season out in a big invitational, correct?
Correct.
And that was at where?
That was over at Jay County. It was hosted by Salina, but it was actually over at Jay County. We came in for the girls' third place behind Jay County and Salina. So out of 20 teams...
That's pretty
two
impressive.
Two big schools. That's awesome.
Two big schools. We came in third,
not only
so
two
we
big schools, but two solid
swimming.
Exactly.
I was going to say, really good swimming
programs. Salina, they went to state.
Yeah. They have real good, good programs. So
we're third behind them two teams.
In that meet.
So you're pretty tickled.
Yes, I was very happy with our performance.
So who was your winners that night?
The best we got, I believe, that night was Cassie Martin in that 50 free. I think she got third. Third or fourth place. But when we had so many of those big teams to get, you scored if you made it in the top 16 spots. And there were, what, I can't remember, like 200 girl swimmers and 100 boys swimmers or something.
Huge meet.
So, you know, we had Cassie in, you know, the top 10 in I think all four events, and then Alexis was top 8 in one and top 10 in another, and then Sophie was in the breaststroke, and I think Kara Clark got in there with the 16th place in that breaststroke. Yeah. So, you know, we
every
had those
point.
strong girls that really, and you know, top 16 was is hard to do in those kind of meets when you have Jay County that took, I think, five of them, and then Salina took five. You know, they were all battling in, and then everybody else were, you know, we're all fighting for those other spots.
Absolutely. Let's take a break. It's 17 minutes till 9. We got Coach Bub here till 9 o'clock, and we're going to pick our brains some more. We're talking about Indian Swim right after this. Bub and Fee.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't feel like making supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. And it's time to start reserving a time for your Christmas get-togethers at Miracle Lanes. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or planning ahead for the holidays, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Friends of the Fort Recovery Library will once again be hosting their annual Fort Festival of Trees display at the library now until December 30th. Many beautifully decorated Christmas trees and wreaths will be on display and open to the public during regular library hours. Join the many families who have made an annual holiday tradition of visiting the library to view this great display of trees and wreaths that have been decorated by local businesses, families, and organizations, and vote for your favorite. Be sure to stop by your library for the Fort Festival of Trees going on now through December 30th.
See, now Reese probably's never heard of this.
Yeah, I have.
Don't yell at me.
Everybody's heard it.
Love Snoopy.
He was a kid once, and he did watch the special on TV. That was made after I was probably 30 years old, so I've seen pieces of it, but I've never watched it.
That part there is my favorite part. Yeah. We're back here at Sports Talk with my good friend, Mr. Harold Feeley, and
Bobby.
We're joined by the head swim coach
man
of Fort Recovery, and that's Mindy Bubb. So we had a tri meet then on Monday at Delta High School in Indiana.
Right.
I think we played there last year, is that correct?
Yeah, we swam there twice, and we'll swim there twice again this year, and we'll do it again in January.
So when you go to Delta, Delta's a big school, right?
Right. We usually, this is the first time we beat Delta.
Is it really?
Yeah. Right.
That's pretty big. Cool stuff.
It is. And, you know, Indiana swimming is a lot. They, you know, they have pools on site, and, you know, Indiana takes swimming very, very seriously.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I like to swim over in Indiana some because I think they have their own pools, and they're top notch. So. Yeah.
It's a pretty good way to gauge.
Yes. It is. So
when you look at this year, and you're two meets in.
Right.
Okay, so give us some goals. Give us, team goals, some individual goals. Where are you at as far as?
Team goals for, you know, obviously for the boys, we've just talked about the fact that, you know, they've got to work on getting their best times, you know, look at potentially trying to go to district.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of goals we've set for them. For the girls, honestly, our goal is to win the Coldwater Invitational that we consider our MAC meet at the end of the season there at the end of January. We've come in, I think, a couple years ago we came in second. Last year we came in third.
I was going to say last year was third.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's kind of that elusive going in there and actually
whose team to be?
Done. Minster and New Bremen will both be tough.
Always be good.
Yeah. Minster, I think, won it last year, so they're always pretty strong.
How bad did they beat us?
They beat us by quite a few points.
Did they really?
Yeah, they've got a very solid, deep team.
Yeah.
And that's kind of something we've always struggled on a little bit. But I think we're pretty deep this year.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think we'll give them a run for our money. I mean, you know, we laugh. Like, Carly Stone was under a second within her 100 backstroke time that she swam as a freshman. So she's already swimming faster. She's swimming faster than she swam as a freshman at this point.
Yeah.
You know, Paige Forkamp is like 0.2 seconds behind Alexis on Saturday in the 50 free.
Yeah.
So
you got some major talent.
I've got some really good girls here.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm hoping that we can go into the MAC and do really well. And then, obviously, we want to go on and do well in sectionals and advance into districts. And I am hoping, with the way we can lay out these relays, that we'll have a shot at looking at trying to go after that state
relay team.
And, you know, Cassie, right now, she swam, what, a 25.1 in that 50 free, and you need to be down in the low 24 to go to state. And she swam a low 55, I think, in the 100 free last year, and you need to go low 54, high 53 to go to state. So she's individually right there, you know. So we're gonna have to.
And she'll probably work her butt off.
Yeah,
she's already leading her lane. She's already she was moving down to the other lane, saying, "Okay, well, guess what? They're gone in a year, so you guys follow me." And she was making the freshmen go.
Yeah.
You know, so. Yeah. She's doing a great job.
That's good.
All of this and our swim program, and hats off to you because it wouldn't be there without you.
Absolutely.
Your staff that you've got helping, and you've got some good people with you.
Sure.
And you couldn't do without them. Talk a little bit about who you got.
Kathy Timmerman's been helping me.
She's been there forever.
Yeah, since I started coaching, and she's always done a great job, and she's a lot of fun, and, you know, sometimes I can be very serious and get a little bit wound up about things, and she's always kind of the, hey, mm-hmm. you know, it's all right. You know, let's have a little fun. We'll be good. It's okay. Yep. And, you know, she kind of talks
you down a little bit.
Things a little bit, you know.
She does it every once in a while.
Yeah, and then Peyton Toby's been helping. She's great, and you know she's younger, so she's you know
she can do a little more relating to the
yeah,
kids,
relating to the girls. Yeah,
but now you know she's going. You know she's taken on a new job, so she's been having to back off a little bit.
What's
on
Peyton
the,
doing?
Yeah,
she's working over at the hospital. I think she's working like 2 p.m. to 11 p.m. 4 or 5 days a week right now.
She is terrific at that carry out.
She is very good.
Oh, she really is. Her personality and
she's got a great personality.
Yeah, she's anyway. Beside that, yeah,
yeah, but yeah. So she does great with the kids too. So yeah, I've got a great staff and they help me a lot. So
well, good. You this is how many years of doing this?
Oh, probably my 5th year, maybe.
So is swim? How many swim teams are there in the MAC?
You're close to.
I mean, are we one short?
Need one more, right?
I think one or two. I'm not so sure. Like, St. Henry has two or three swimmers, but they never have enough. And then Parkway does not have one. And then, like, Delphus.
And we have to get 7 to make them. Is that what
I
it
think,
is?
I think that's right.
That makes
so
it.
We probably have 5.
You can have a league.
I think we probably have 5 right now. So, yeah. And it would be so nice, you know, because you talk to the girls a little bit, and, you know, they. Alexis asked, you know, she said, would you think that we would, you know, how would we do? Would we be all MAC if first team, if we had? And I said,
sure got a chance.
Well, for goodness sakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I said, you won. Yeah. You know, I said, you and Cassie, like, you guys won how many events at the MAC meet last year?
Yeah.
You know, so, yes, of course. It's just unfortunate that we don't have that for swimming.
Don't recognize it. Yeah.
But that's why we always call that Coldwater Invitational. It is only the MAC teams that come, and that is our.
Mac meet.
Just short a couple teams. So
yeah, we went up there last year. That was pretty intense. That's fun.
Nuts. Yeah, I had no idea.
I didn't either.
I had zero idea it was that intense.
Yeah, pretty intense. Swim meet's a lot of fun.
That's fun.
You know, it's a good meet to go to. It's not a super long meet. Jay County's pool is fantastic.
Yeah.
And
we're sweating.
Yeah, it's always a little warm.
It's hot.
Yeah. I would say, come on, you know, it's the end of January. Where else could you go except for Florida and feel like that?
That's
you know,
right.
You might as well go to a swim meet and it'll give you that same feeling.
Right. That's right. So it's kind of interesting for you this year with two kids playing. One's a senior, one's a freshman, and you kind of got a coach and parent. That's a tough little role to play, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, Kathy's done the same thing with Sophie, and, you know, she does a really great job, and, you know, like, it actually kind of takes care of itself because Alexis and Ava, they push each other.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Ava will kind of be like, I'm going to beat you. And Alexis is like, no, you're not. You know? So there's some friendly rivalry going,
absolutely.
But it keeps them on their toes. And, you know, I think it's doing that for the whole team. Those freshmen are coming in and, you know, they're pushing the group. And then, you know, in turn, the older kids are pushing them, and then they see how good these kids are and how good they can be if they put in the work effort that Sophie and Alexis and Cassie do every day, you know.
That freshman class, boys and girls, is a special
they
class.
They're good both ways,
I mean, it is, and it's early. I don't get me wrong. Yep. It's early. But they have a chance to be as special as any class, boys and girls, that we've ever had in our school.
Oh, I think so, too.
Sure.
They really do. They're got athletes.
Like a lot of athletes.
Yeah,
yep.
They do. You, let's talk a little bit about, your rest of your schedule, and how do you go about, like, you got to meet this Saturday, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so where are we at Saturday?
We're over at the New Bremen YMCA for the next two Saturdays.
Saturdays. Nothing during the week.
No, and then we go to Van Wert, like, on that Thursday night, last day of school.
That's the one that lasted forever or something, didn't it? Wasn't that a long one or something?
No, that's still another dual meet. Now, there's a couple then that start out the beginning of the year that are on Saturday mornings, and then those will go.
They'll be an all-day or two. So, Saturday, we're going to Auglaice YMCA?
The New Bremen,
How many teams?
It's just St. Mary's, Marion Local, us, and then I think St. Henry.
We can get them. Can we win this one?
We should be able to,
Let's
go.
I like it. W's.
We got to hit some W's. And we got to have four. When Perry's home for the holidays, we got to find a swim meet that we can, because we can't do it. We're too stupid.
No, we're not.
But if we had Perry, we can chime in.
Yeah. We can.
There is one over in Lima, and that would be more of one of those longer ones on a Saturday in between. You know,
we don't have to do the whole thing, but we could come over there and
do a little play by play.
Spencer, you in or out?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Swim, can the equipment work in the heated? Is it enough area for us to set up?
The heat probably isn't the problem, but humidity possibly.
We'll set up in the seats.
But probably not. We should be. I'll talk with Chuck.
We get Perry home.
We get Perry. He can do play by play.
We'll get Fort Covering Lumberyard to sponsor it. Think they'll do that or not?
Yeah, I'm sure Brian can.
I doubt.
Who's gonna do that?
I doubt if he will. He didn't care.
I'm just saying
dinner. we gotta get dinner out of him anyhow.
We should lunch. Hire lunch. I agree with you. And we're gonna do it.
Yeah,
but if Perry Hall don't hear, we ain't got anybody smart enough.
When is this?
It would be like the 29th, 30th, whatever that Saturday is, December, right before New Year's.
Saturday is 30th, yeah.
I'd be the 30th, yeah.
Right.
We got a ball game that night?
No.
I don't think there's any. We do not. I don't think there's much
basketball. This is big.
I think there's a.
This could be big. This is huge. Our first swim meet announcing.
The 23rd, the Saturday before that, we have girls at noon and boys at in the evening. And there aren't any the following Saturday, the 30th. So
we are doing it.
We're good.
Me and you could do it.
Yeah, we can do it.
Yeah, and nobody would understand what's going on. Man, they're swimming fast.
You would not believe how fast they're going right now.
This is big. That's all we'd say. This is huge.
Oh, funny.
So you practice in the morning?
We have not done a lot of morning practice this year. South Adams wants the Friday morning spot now, so we actually are starting to go over from 4 to 5:30 on Fridays.
Nice.
So over Thanksgiving and Christmas, I kind of split it. We'll go 7 to 9 in the morning some, and then we'll go 11 to 1 some. So I'm maybe going to run 5-6 total practices that are like super early.
Yeah.
That 6 to 7 a.m., just one here or there when there's something that we just can't get around.
Yeah.
But yeah, our morning practices have kind of
about an hour and a half
tapered off.
Usually? A little more now?
I've been running them hour and a half to 2 hours.
2 hours.
If I can get the 2 hour slot, I'll take it.
Yeah.
So
the eels. So this summer we was down there and there's 80,000 people in the pool.
It is unbelievable.
It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
And 89,000 cars in a parking lot.
They're in the parking lot. Parking lot's full.
They're completely jammed everywhere.
Do you have anything to do with the eels?
Sure. I coach that as well.
That's what I thought. So you can see what's coming.
Sure.
Right. And you got tell us a little bit about the program in general as far as what you see.
Well, I mean, it's kind of funny because we started that eels program back 12 years ago. Jill started that whole thing and I started coaching with her and Leslie off, you know, the start. And what you have right now is Alexis and Sophie and Carly were the start. They were like 6 years old and they swam that first year
first
of
time.
Eels. So those girls who were the first,
all
very
the
first swimmers in the Eels program are now seniors.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that program's just been built up from that. And it's going to be an interesting season because you've got, you know, we've got the culmination of the of the kids that started it are now, you know, at the end of their career for high school. So, and I keep, you know, I keep tabs on that. I try very hard to, you know, grow that summer program. And then any of those kids that are, you know, seem very interested in swim, I recommend they go over to Jay County and try to swim in the winter.
Yeah.
I set up a carpool. We run 1-2 cars over there 3-4 days a week trying to, you know, make sure that those parents aren't having to, you know, individually take them all the time, and so I help run that as well and make sure those kids get over there, and you know that helps our program.
Oh absolutely.
Yeah,
you got to put some time in. You've done that.
Okay,
so are there plenty of boys and girls in the eels, or
in the eels it's still there's always about, it always seems about twice as many girls as there are boys.
Yeah.
And you know that's just kind of how it's always been, and there are a few we have a few boys that swim winter Jay County. So yeah, I mean, there's still that interest in the boys. It would be great if there was more. I think sometimes people don't realize what, even if their child decides that swimming is not for them by the time they hit 6th, 7th grade, something like that. Swimming at this age for their core, for their cardio,
it's gotta be good for them,
you know, their general, I don't know, athleticism, coordination. The kids that are going through in swimming, winter swim, and at least, you know, once or twice a week going over there, they come out so strong and they go into those other sports, you know, very coordinated.
And another thing about swimming is you really don't get a lot of peckerheads. They're mostly good kids.
Pretty good kids, yeah.
I mean, and that's kind of a neat deal because these, they're just good kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're just, most of them are you know, just
yes.
It's just hard to describe, but
yeah.
But so when you look at our baseball program, okay, and Harold, I'm gonna, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way, okay, but if you look at our baseball program, Jeff Wendell is kind of, you can say what you want about Jeff Wendell, but to think he ain't got anything to do with building that baseball program.
Oh, but huge, huge part.
And he takes great pride in that. Yeah. And, you know, you're kind of the same way with the swim team. Right. And it's got to be something that you got to be dang proud of.
Yeah. No, I think to see where we started and where we are today is fantastic.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
And I always kind of joke. I'm like, you gotta always almost have, like, the crazy parent.
Yeah.
Is every sport needs a crazy parent that will take kids, whoever wants to go, we'll take them. You want to go up to the gym, we'll go. You want to go to the pool, we'll go. We'll absolutely take them. We'll go. You need somebody to push... Those
programs
that way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I'm all for finding another crazy parent.
Love it. Thanks for coming up.
We sure appreciate you coming in.
And make sure you get up. Make sure you get up and
give us an update
again,
before
okay?
that, because especially when tournament starts.
Yeah,
we got high expectations. Yeah. This could be fun. Yeah.
And there's a lot of people who are involved in swim, and we're here because
that's what we want to talk about.
Fort Carey community. And
yep, I really appreciate that.
Okay,
so
all right. Good luck the rest of the season, kid, and make sure you stop back up, okay?
Okay.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with the Jay County Civic Theater.
Yes.
And we got some stars of that coming in here right now.
We do got some stars coming in right now.
It's going to be a fun little interview, so we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Bubba and Fee Sports Talk.
Wayne Street Market.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The Turbo Max by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, Turbo Max levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains Turbo Max can do for you.
Visit the 47-acre campground at Rossburg Acres. There are plenty of permanent and short-term camping sites available with water and electric hookups. Call 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 to make your reservations. If you are planning a party or a get-together, there are 2 large shelter houses available for rent on Sundays. One of these is sure to meet your needs. Make sure your reservations are in advance by calling 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 or visit RossburgAcres.com.
Friends of the Fort Recovery Library will once again be hosting their annual Fort Festival of Trees display at the library now until December 30th. Many beautifully decorated Christmas trees and wreaths will be on display and open to the public during regular library hours. Join the many families who have made an annual holiday tradition of visiting the library to view this great display of trees and wreaths that have been decorated by local businesses, families, and organizations, and vote for your favorite.
Be sure to stop by your library for the Fort Festival of Trees going on now through December 30th. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up on Fort Recovery Radio this week. Tomorrow night, the girls will travel to New Knoxville to take on the Lady Rangers in their first MAC game of the season. Steve Stone and Reese Rogers will bring you all the action live with a JV broadcast starting at 6 o'clock. On Friday, the boys will go to Delphus Jefferson. Reese Rogers will bring you the JV game and will simulcast WPGW's coverage of the varsity game with Rob Weaver and Jeff Vaughn. On Saturday evening, the Lady Indians will head to Indiana to take on the G County Lady Patriots with the JV game starting at 6. We'll simulcast WPGW's coverage of both the JV and varsity games. The basketball season is off and running, and as always, Fort Recovery Radio will bring you all the action live. Girls at New Knoxville tomorrow night, then at Jay County on Saturday night. Boys at Delphus Jefferson for a Friday night game. Be sure to get to all these games and catch the exciting action in person. But if you just can't get to the games, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Pre-sale tickets for Friday's boys basketball game at Delphus Jefferson will be sold tomorrow in the middle school office from 7:45 a.m. to 10 a.m., then from 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the high school office. On Friday, they'll be sold from 7:45 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the high school office. Pre-sale tickets are $4 for students and $5 for adults. All tickets at the door will be $6.
All right, we're back here, 9:05 in studio, Fort Recovery Radio, and we are joined by special guest, Mr. Feely, and a guy that's sitting to your left is a good friend of ours and a good friend of Fort Recovery's, and that's Mr. Ray Cooney. Ray, welcome to the show.
Hey, Ray.
Thanks for having me.
How you doing, buddy?
Great. How are you guys?
Good.
Is there anything you can't do?
He does it all.
I'm sure there is. I'm sure there's a long list.
You're pretty special. You have a heck of a group in here tonight, and you was here, help us out here, six months ago?
Yeah, it would have been mid-April.
Okay.
April. At the end of April, we did, Jay County Civic Theater did The Little Mermaid.
Yep.
And we took a little time off, and this is our next show for Christmas.
Let's talk a little bit. Let's back it up and talk a little about the Little Mermaid. And we had some kids up here that were unbelievable. And
really, really good.
And we heard, is it true that you had to put on extra, you sold the shows out?
We sold the shows out. We added a fifth show.
Added
because
one.
We sold them out.
It's Garth Brooks.
It is.
He's always selling out and adding shows.
It's awesome.
Relax on the Garth Brooks.
Yeah, just calm down a little.
Okay, all right. But it is awesome.
It was tremendous. That show was a lot of fun, and it did do very well in terms of audience and crowd. Yeah.
And from what I'm reading, and you know, we follow on Facebook, Jay County Civic Theater, this is a special one you got coming up. And talk a little bit about what you guys are doing for Christmas.
It is. We're going to do Miracle on 34th Street, which is based on the movie, which I'm sure most people have seen. About a little girl who doesn't really believe in Santa Claus and a guy who believes he is Santa Claus.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And kind of a court trial that seeks to prove or disprove that he is or is not Santa Claus.
You take this over, and then the reason we come over here to Fort Carey is because you have a lot of, this cast you have is a huge undertaking. This is bigger than The Little Mermaid.
It is. The casts are about the same size, but we've drawn several cast members from Fort Recovery this year.
Yes.
And there are so many that I have to have the cast list in front of me to make sure I get all of them and the various roles they're playing.
Yeah.
So I've got Zach Champ, who is playing Melvin Shellhammer. And then
Melvin.
He doesn't look like a Melvin.
Marvin, Melvin, whatever.
Yeah, right.
They're all the same.
Yeah.
We've got three Lefevers. Isaac plays little boy number two, a shopper, a parade goer, and a member of the court crowd.
Doing it all.
He's versatile.
Awesome.
Jossie Lefever plays little girl number three, a member of the court crowd, a parade goer, and a shopper. And Tony Lefever plays the mother of the Dutch girl. Mrs. Finfer is her name, actually, I believe. No, that's a different person. Never mind. A shopper and a photographer. And we've got a whole bunch of Smiths, too.
You can't swing a cat without hitting a Smith right now.
You can't. So we've got Jenny, who plays woman number two, Clara, a clerk, and a member of the court crowd. Tim, who we've roped into this thing,
yes,
to be Alvin, a police officer and man number two. We've got Olivia, who is a member of the court crowd, a parade goer, and a shopper. And we've got Eliza, who is a member of the court crowd, a parade goer, and a shopper.
And a smile that'd melt your heart.
Absolutely.
So we brought these. You called last week and said, "Can I bring?" And we love doing stuff like this
because awesome. Yep.
Basically we're all about Fort Recovery, and mm-hmm. we're all yep. about, and we love supporting Jay County. And they, yep. you guys do. You've done wonderful things for our community, and like Neil says, this is what it's all about. So talk a little bit about when the show is.
Okay, we have shows next week, December 14th, 15th, and 16th are all 7 o'clock,
okay.
and at 2 o'clock on Sunday the 17th, and all of the performances are at Arts Place in Portland.
And tickets are?
Tickets are on sale now. You can get those by calling Arts Place. That's 260-726-4809. You can get them by visiting Arts Place, which is on West Walnut Street in Portland. And you can also get them online if you go to artsland.org.
Oh, that's great. And we'll do a commercial, Spence. We'll get them to do a commercial so we can run that through.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you guys before, but we do have 2 free tickets to Sunday's show for you guys to give away, however you'd like to do that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Maybe me and Neil and Spence, you just go.
There well, there's only 2, on. So one of you is going
to
be out.
Well, we get Neil to buy. That's right. So this show that you guys are about to do, and is it, are you guys getting nervous about it, or are you ready? Are we ready?
It's a lot of fun.
Is it a lot of fun?
It's a lot of fun.
Step right up here to the mic. And who are you, first of all?
I'm Isaac LeFevre.
And your mom and dad are?
Greg and Tony LeFevre.
Greg and Tony. And you got something happened to your shirt.
Something bad happened to it.
Something was on that shirt, Isaac. Not Ohio State, that's for sure.
That's fine. That's fine.
It's Isaac, ooh. We want people to come to this show.
but if anybody knows... It knows the LeFevre family. Absolutely. You know it's, yeah. it's blue and gold.
There's an exactly ND right. in the front. I think.
Notre Dame.
So what's your role in this?
I
do you have any singing solos?
No.
Good. I meant that in a nice way.
But you have a lot of parts in this.
Oh yeah.
Do you
go around a lot?
Is this your first? Is this your first theater action here?
No.
No, you've done schools too. School plays.
School. A little bit out of school.
Yeah.
I was in an Annie Jr. show where I played some big roles in that one. Okay. I was in a musical where I had a solo.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And a whole bunch of school plays.
You ain't scared nothing, are you, buddy?
Not really.
And how about this little one here with this? Let's talk a little bit to her. Can Liza? She talk? Are you gonna? How about this one over here? Get over here.
You know, Bob. Eliza, she'll warm up to you. This is the way she was at audition. I think she was hiding behind her dad's leg the whole time. But yeah. Now she talks and she's carrying around pieces of the set. She's good. So
it.
Yeah,
absolutely. And you are?
I'm Jossie LeFevre.
Look. and do you, what's your role in this?
I'm many different parts, just like my brother. And one of my main parts is someone at the parade. I got a solo in that.
Do you really?
Ooh, good.
So are you, like, would you give us a little bit of taste of this solo?
We're going to give you a taste of the whole song here.
We are?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait. When are we going to do that right now?
We'll let you talk maybe to Zach a little bit first.
Okay.
And then we'll... get ready and hit you with it. Zach, if you don't know, Marvin, not Melvin, right.
Marvin
Shellhammer is a little bit of a goofball. Mm-hmm. He's kind of the Macy's executive who is always trying to please his bosses and not really succeeding. And Zach really plays that well, so I'll let you chat with him.
Well, the thing about Zach is you know, I've got kids about Zach's age, and yep. they were in the band, and they were in the, and Zach is a showman. And
that's
always
for
has
sure.
been. And,
oh,
and,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, it takes a certain person to do that. And Zach's he's been terrific the whole time he's in school. And
Lord
this is
boy.
Right up, yeah.
He's game for anything.
Absolutely. Well, appreciate that, guys.
Yeah, so talk a little bit, Zach, about this and how you got involved in it.
Actually, I seen a shared post on Facebook, auditions for the Jay County Civic Theater. And, all right, that'd be something to check out. And I got accepted the part. Director Jason McGraw called me on that next Sunday and offered me the part, and yeah, it sounds great. And I play a bit of a bumbling executive, where it's kind of, you know, it's always kind of snapping back and forth. He's all, oh, scary. So, oh, what are we going to do, Mrs. Walker? We have 7,000 plastic alligators to sell. Hurry, well, Mr. Macy's going to be here soon. Oh, what are we going to do now? Hurry, hurry, hurry. It's just, when you really turn it on and, like, everybody does their part, it's a lot of fun.
That is a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've been working with people that's been on stage before, people that haven't been on stage before, people have done more musicals, people have done more acting. And when everybody puts their stuff together, you cause a great show.
They have a great show, don't you?
Yeah. When you... like when you see on working with these little kids, and it's just got to be as you get older, and this was you not that long
right.
ago, but
yeah.
it's got to be fun for you.
Yeah, it's exciting because I see them and kind of how I was, and oh, okay, that's what they're doing. Oh, that's kind of how I was then, and it's kind of fun playing off each other. And you'd be surprised some of these younger kids coming in and blowing away the songs and blowing away the acting. It's really
talented.
It's fun.
Absolutely, yeah. It is, and I love doing going to stuff like
this.
I do
too.
I get emotional when I do it because I see these little kids do it, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna start crying.
It is,
it's just a way, you know, as you get, especially as you get older, because you can't control them that stuff like you used to.
Well, that's one part about of our show. I mean, it'll make you laugh, it'll make you cry, it'll get you that Christmas spirit, and
a
little something for everybody.
So. Yeah, that's you couldn't say it better right there, Ray. You explain how you got involved in this, because I think somebody just come up to you and said, hey, how about you
how this went down was last spring. I just kind of thought, maybe that'd be something I'd like to try. So I sent actually a Facebook message to the director, Jason McGraw, and was just like, hey, I don't know what I want to do. I don't want to be on stage, but I want to do something. And he kept giving me stuff to do, and I kept doing it, and I ended up being assistant to the director for that, and now I'm vice president of Jay County Civic Theater, so it all just kind of
grew a little bit.
Snowballed, yeah.
That's what you get for being conscientious.
Something like that, I guess. I don't know.
Absolutely.
And they've suckered me into being on stage in this one, too.
Yeah, well, that's
good.
You have a couple ladies behind you who, in our community here in Fort Recovery, the Hickerson family is about as special as you can get.
You betcha.
And these girls here, they anytime you can have a program with them in it, it's going to be good.
It'll be good.
Aww, well, thanks, thank you guys. Very much. There's a lot of talented people we're involved with. So
absolutely. You know, and we got to, and I've done it twice now, and we got to do the bicentennial. And I know you guys were all in there too. And it's fun.
Yeah.
I mean, and my son was, I talked him into it. I said, you got to go into it. I don't want to do that. You know, I said, do it. I said, do it because you'll enjoy it.
Yep.
And they loved it. You know, and all the kids that age and all the way up to us, you know, the people that were in it, we had a blast.
Yeah.
And it acting like that, it's fun. You know, and you go out there I remember the first time we did it, you know, you go out that first night and you look and it's packed. You think, this is unbelievable. And then you think, well, nobody will be here next night. And it's packed again. And then you go that third night, there can't be anybody left. And it's packed again. You know, it's people love that. They love going to that. I love shows like this.
Yeah.
This
will be awesome. You know, the great thing about being on the stage, and I haven't done it in years, the kids asked me if I would participate with them is, you know, some days you don't feel like going to practice. Some days you don't feel like doing, you know, what it is you've got to do to make it a great program. And you get out there and you perform and you get to know a lot of people, and it's so worth it. You know, there are days where it's like anything else. I don't want to go through all the work it takes to get the final product. But once you do, it's definitely a great experience.
Definitely worth it,
And it's good, you know, to be with the kids, too. And Jenny and I and Tim have all felt like, you know, it's just good to be able to do something with our kids.
Yeah.
So...
So who's the most talented one out of you two?
Tony.
Oh.
As one points at the other one.
Yeah, that's right. Ray, you going to settle this? You better shut up.
Absolutely not.
No.
Paper, scissors here. Let's see. That's voice rocks.
Yeah.
I always said when we sing together, they just bring me along to have me smile. I follow them everywhere. So.
Well, I'll tell you what. The cool thing, Bob, is I didn't know any of these people before this show. And it's neat to get to know people, because now we're like huddling up over here like, okay, what do we need to do to make this work? And you know, that's in the span of a month and a half or so. So it's really neat to see all those new people who didn't know each other come together.
In a month and a half, it really feels like
month and a half, 2 months. Yeah.
How many people are in the show?
Oh, I think about 45 people are actually in the show, and then of course there's extra people outside who are helping with a lot of other things.
Well, that's amazing.
See, Ray, we're glad that you don't remember us, because I was the one emailing you for the 225, so it's good that you don't remember that name. Are you going to be there? Make sure you show up at this time. So,
okay, so we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back, and we're going to listen
to singing.
Do a little singing here. Miracle on 34th Street by the Jay County Civic.
You betcha.
Is it the Civics?
Jay County Civic Theater.
Jay County, Civic Theater. Civic, we'll be right back. Hub and Fee.
Marco.
Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
There's not a lot you can do when the power goes out.
My turn. Marco.
Polo.
But with a Generac automatic generator from Reisner Energy, you can go on with your life. Lights, TV, computer, refrigeration. No downtime. When the power goes out, relax. You plan for it with Generac from Reisner Energy. 419-678-4858. Receive $100 off your purchase of a Generac Guardian Series automatic standby generator from Reisner Energy.
Should have gotten a Generac.
Marco?
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't feel like making supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. And it's time to start reserving a time for your Christmas get-togethers at Miracle Lanes. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or planning ahead for the holidays, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Tuesday, December 12, 2017, the FFA is sponsoring a Gingerbread House Family Night for parents and children in grades pre-K through 5th grade. Each child will be decorating his or her own gingerbread house to take home. A parent is required to accompany their children. The event will be held in the high school commons beginning at 6:30 p.m. and will end around 8. The cost of the event is $8 per child. Check out the school website for more information. Again, that is Tuesday, December 12, 2017.
Trinity Lutheran Church here in Fort Recovery will be having a special service on Thursday, December 21st at 7 p.m. Their Blue Christmas Prayer Service is open to everybody, and they invite everyone to come hear prayers, scripture, and music that acknowledge God's presence is with any and all who are mourning or struggling during the Christmas season. Whether you're someone who could use some support or someone who can help support others who are hurting, you're invited to join them for this special Blue Christmas Prayer Service on Thursday evening, December 21st at 7 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church.
Ladies and gentlemen, for your listening pleasure, the Jay County Civic Theater Group.
Who can laugh from the nose to the collar and never make a solitary sound? Round and fat like a bowl full of jelly, or a belly you can measure by the pound. Why, it's the big clown balloons just a sauntering 49 feet from the ground.
Wow!
It's the big clown balloons, high as a building and wide as a merry-go-round.
Cut.
Absolutely.
That was awesome.
Ray, you got some talent.
I mean, yeah. I knew these guys
they
were
got
good.
Some talent.
I knew they were good.
You kind of surprised
Ray,
us a little bit.
Surprised us a little. Huh? Yeah. How about, let me ask you this, okay? How cool is it to work with your kids?
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome to be up there with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get nervous?
Not yet. No. Ask me show.
And I have to say, I drug my husband into this too. He's never done anything, and we needed guys. So I said, hey, you can do this with Olivia, and I'll stay home with the other ones. Somehow, Jason or Ray got us all to do it. So.
Yeah, we talked him into it.
Might as well not stay home.
As a group.
Yeah. Well, this guy's a champ. So he's...
Tim's a best.
Yeah, he is. So there's somebody that didn't get a sing in this.
That's right.
And this, the guy who didn't get a sing in this has a personality that we talked about earlier.
Yep.
And he's going to give us a little bit of his... part of his show here.
Yeah, well, yeah. You see, in this scene, like we said, he's bumbling, and he has accidentally ordered 7,000 plastic alligators.
Ooh, everybody needs those.
Of course. Yeah. So now he's trying to sell them, and he tries to do it with a little bit of a song.
So we got Zach.
Now, indoctrination, please. While the new clerks, please step forward. We have plenty of alligators to sell. Now, we don't need to tell Mr. Macy, but we're going to get these sold plenty of time for Christmas now. This famous plastic alligator's guaranteed for life. It'll swim like a fish and blow like a whale. Pour you a beer or a ginger ale. Wriggling around from head to tail. Buy one today. We offer you our famous plastic alligator toy. It'll ball the jack. It'll do the twist. It'll read your mail if you insist. Scratching your back with a flick of the wrist. Buy one today.
Hey, how about that, huh?
Now, that was good, but he didn't do the dance he does for you, which just takes it up another notch.
That's right.
Exactly right. You want to see the dance?
Can't you
come to
give
the
everything
show.
Away.
That's right. You, the show last hour and a half? Is that what?
It'll probably be longer than that.
Is that right?
Yeah. It'll, you know, the show is probably two and a half, and then there's an intermission in there. Intermission, so, yeah, it'll be, you'll get your dollar's worth.
Yeah.
For sure.
And tickets are how much?
Tickets are $7 for students and $10 for adults.
And we got how many shows total?
We have four shows.
Four shows.
7 o'clock on Thursday the 14th, Friday the 15th, and Saturday the 16th, and then 2 o'clock on Sunday the 17th. And again, you can get those by calling 260-726-4809, visiting Arts Place in Portland, or online at artsland.org.
How many people can get in the theater?
Seats 285.
Oh, does it really?
And we've got about half sold for several of the shows. Not quite as many for a couple of the others, but some of the better seats are going. So if you want to come, you can get them at the door, but if you want a pretty good seat, probably get them in advance.
Get them in advance.
Well, guys, we wish you the best of luck. And I know we got some bedtimes here.
Yep.
Eliza's not tired at all.
We want to thank you guys for coming up.
Sure.
Good luck. And
thanks for having us.
Oh, you guys will be awesome.
Absolutely.
Have some fun.
And people out there, this is going to be a great show with great people.
You got to get there.
And we're going to promote it, and we're going to have we got two free tickets too.
We do,
and we're going to be there.
How are we going to? Yep. You guys going to use them, or are you going to give them away? You can use them. Just don't leave them laying there.
No, we won't leave them laying. I guarantee
not
you that.
Be left.
Guys, thanks for coming in. Wish you the best of luck. Okay,
break a leg.
All right.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
That's
guys.
Exactly right. What a crew. Let's take a break. We're going to come right back. Ray, you going to stick around here a little bit?
Sure, I'll stay if you want me to.
All right, that's great. We'll be right back.
Bubba and Fee.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for a New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Three? Jeez, I wasn't even ready.
Screaming back.
It's unbelievable, ain't he?
Reese gives us a half a second.
Yeah, three.
Go.
I told you it was 10.
No, we didn't hear 10. Did you hear 10, Ray?
I'm not paying attention to him. No.
I told you it was 10.
Ray, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
And I'm getting a lot of text on Neil right now because do you have earthquake insurance?
Do I have earthquake insurance? Yes. No, I do not.
My phone is going crazy. Neil is definitely the only person.
You're number one?
In north central, north, northwest Ohio.
Northwest.
Sure.
East central Indiana that has earthquake insurance.
Okay. $6 a year.
But if you could, buy tickets to the... Dave Judy says if you didn't spend your $6, you could buy tickets to the Civic Show.
And I probably would anyway. When's the last time you wasted $6?
Not me. I'm pretty
three or four
frugal.
Times today.
I'm frugal.
That guy's frugal over there.
I'm pretty frugal.
He throws money like he throws dollar smart. Bills like they're pennies.
Ray stuck around. The rest of them, they little kids had to get home in bed.
And bedtime.
You're just a pretty good old dude. Okay. And you're not old.
Pretty good old
just
dude.
Had your birthday.
I'm getting there. Well, in August.
39. I follow you on Facebook. I stalk you a little bit.
Yeah,
stalker. He's stalker. Yeah, watch
I don't
you.
Surprise anybody in Fort Carter.
Absolutely. this show you guys are putting on, and let's talk a little bit about that again, and we might turn the channel and talk a little Jay County Sports.
Sure.
Sports.
Yeah.
You when you see people like this, and the feel goods has got to be because the Mermaid Show was unbelievable.
It went great.
Tremendous. Yep.
It is just a little bit revenue wise. What that?
In terms of overall ticket sales, I think it was close to like 10,000. And of course, a lot of that goes to pay to be able to put on the show.
Right.
So just the rights to a show like this can cost $2,000-$3,000, and then of course you have to build the set, and you have to pay people to be involved.
Right.
Director and choreographer and that kind of thing. So we did make good profit on that one, though, and that really helped kind of build up Jay Civic Theater, and we're hoping that this show, and we talked about this off-air, but we can announce the next show, and that's in June we'll be doing Shrek the Musical.
Yeah.
So we're hoping from Little Mermaid to Miracle on 34th Street to Shrek, we really kind of build up Jay Civic and are able to do some cool things here going down the road in the future.
Yeah, absolutely, and I just... The talent that
it is neat. Watch them girls guys.
They're unbelievable.
It's good. Great because not only do we want to expand our reach for our cast, and we've got people from, as you saw, plenty from Fort Recovery, obviously Jay County, but Union City and Winchester and Hartford City and Montpelier. So we want to get the talent from there, but we'd also like to see people come see the shows from there too.
Yeah.
Kind of expand that way.
The kid, if I remember right, the little girls that sang was from Salina.
That's
correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, are they in this?
The lead in the last show is from Salina. No, in fact, she's not in this. She is working on her school show, which I think is Madagascar Junior, and I think that's in January. So she's working on that, but we're hoping to get her and her brother and family back.
Come back for Shrek.
For Shrek, yeah.
Yeah.
And did you say you sold out?
We sold out the bulk of those shows. You know, there were maybe got to a point where it's like there's one seat here, one seat there, but we maybe over the course of five shows had 20, 30 tickets.
And you added a show.
Sold. Yeah.
And you ended up adding a show. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
And there's actually a pretty good chance these sell out too.
We're hoping. Yeah.
I would say
because. I mean, it's just...
There ain't nothing funner than... Actually, I just came from Gatlinburg. They always do Christmas shows down there. Yeah. We always go to them, and it's... I love it. I love watching that stuff. It's pretty cool.
And this is a classic Christmas movie. This is my dad's favorite Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah, this is a great one.
Loves it. And, you know, the musical, it's a little different in some places, obviously, because you add in some singing.
Yeah.
And you add in maybe a little comedy here and there, but it still holds very true to the movie, original movie in 1947. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. You did you do any of this stuff in high school?
Nope. Closest I got to this kind of stuff in high school was I was in the band and played the trombone, so I did the music for maybe one or two shows, but never anything like what we're doing now.
The director, who'd you say it is?
Jason McGraw.
Now, he ain't the scorekeeper at the basketball games, is he?
No.
Okay. Who am I?
No, that's Jason Hart.
That's it. Okay.
Jason McGraw is also not, I guess, your stereotypical theater person, you would say. Yeah. Jason spends his summers doing demolition derbies. And, you know,
wow. Who else has demolition derbies?
Perfect. Yeah.
And director.
Right.
Yeah. It's director on their resume.
And loves basketball, a huge high school basketball fan.
Yeah.
But a great guy, and I think does a great job of just making a show fun. Yeah. You know, I'm sure there are times when, you know, it can feel like, oh, I got to go to practice again, but you do your best to make it a good time for everybody. And that's a big reason why I continue to get more involved is in the spring, there was never a day where I had that, oh, I don't want to go to rehearsal today. It was never like that for me. So, you know, it's been a lot of fun, and that's carried over to this time too. There are always challenges, obviously, but overall, it's a great experience.
That's awesome.
That's a great deal. We wish you luck, buddy, and I'm sure it's going to be a big hit. Let's turn our focus here to a little basketball. What's your title at Commercial Review?
My title is editor.
So you're like the main dude.
Something like that.
You're the main man.
I mean, this is big stuff.
I guess so. If you say so, Bob.
I mean, I think it is. It is. The Commercial Review always does a tremendous job supporting for recovery.
Oh, man.
And our athletes and our whole community, not just with sports. When you look at where you guys got a bunch of awards I've seen again this year.
We had a good day Saturday.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about...
On Saturday, there was an event for the Hoosier State Press Association, and that's you do a little training, and then you have your award ceremony. We picked up 13, including second place for general excellence, which takes everything into account and totals it up, and so we were second place for that, and that's the fifth year in a row we've been in the top two for that. So it's a good day, and I got to give Chris... I've been involved in these shows. I haven't been to a whole lot of sports recently.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But Chris Johns, who followed me as sports editor, had an excellent year, and he had the best sports action photo from the rodeo at the Jay County Fair, and that was also a finalist for photo of the year, which is pretty impressive
because cool.
that's across all categories in the group. His was chosen the best. So
the guy is just awesome. He has a personality, and he's a lot like you, you know? It's almost like he just fits right in wherever he goes.
Wherever he goes.
And that's what you got to have at a small newspaper.
Yeah, I think so.
Because if you have a stuck-up guy, it ain't going to fly.
No, it's not going to work. You got to be able to get in there and, you know, interact with not only the coaches but the kids.
Kids love
you. That's where it works is when you get to know the kids, and they're not just a number there and not just a name. You know who they are and know their personality.
Yeah,
that's what makes it fun.
Absolutely. As far as the newspaper goes, and you don't have to give some numbers, but how, like, newspapers struggle because of the internet.
Yeah.
Right. So has Commercial Review sound solid?
You know, all newspapers have seen their numbers drop some, but we're holding pretty strong.
Yeah.
And our goal to the best we can is to try to just hammer local, local, local.
Yeah.
So if Jay County's playing, we're at Jay County. If Jay County's not playing, we're at Fort Recovery. And if Chris and I are both free, maybe we're at both places.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, same thing for local news. Just we're trying to really pound local because we figure you can get your Browns game if you want to, or your Bengals game, or your Colts game, or your Pacers game.
Yeah.
You can get that any number of places, but you can't get Fort Recovery High School sports a lot of places, and you can't get Jay County basketball and that kind of thing a lot of places.
Sure.
As you took over the editor spot, you've been there for how many years?
I have been there since 2001,
March 2001. And you took over for...
I took over as sports editor.
No.
As editor for Mike Snyder.
Snyder.
Who was also a previous sports editor. He is living in Indianapolis, and he is working at a golf pro shop and doing some other little stuff.
Just stuff Snyder's
like. And playing golf a lot, I think.
Absolutely.
None of all that.
Yeah. He's a good old boy. And the owner of the Commercial Review is?
Jack Ronald.
And Jack's still
going. Jack just turned 69 and plans on continuing to do it as long as he's having a good time.
Good. That's what it's all about.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he has to be happy with your past weekend with the...
I sure hope so.
That's pretty impressive. Yeah.
Not only that, but when he sees you involved in the community, because editors, you can sit there and sit at your desk and be the editor of a newspaper, but when you're involved in the community, it just says something about the person you are, and it's got to be it's almost like a good thing for the Commercial Review when you get your name out there and you're involved in the community.
I think that's extremely important, and you know, we've had a lot of reporters come through, and I think always the ones who have been the most successful are the ones who connect, who go out and get involved, because you do have those people come through who just want to go home at 5 o'clock, sit in their apartment, watch TV, watch Netflix, whatever, and say, oh, there's nothing to do in Jay County Fort Recovery.
Is it Indianapolis? Is it Cleveland? Is it Cincinnati? No, but there's plenty to do if you find a way to get involved, as you guys both know.
Right. Yep, absolutely.
Absolutely. You can have a pretty good life in this area.
Absolutely. And, and meet a lot of neat people.
Well, look at you. You came from Cleveland. And
that's right.
Who would ever thought that?
I never thought I would be here 16 and a half or more years later. So.
Yeah. That's exactly right. What's the, what do you have any, is it like when you look at the commercial review and where you see it in 5 years? I mean, you got to have some long-term goals or some, do you have a mission statement or anything like that as far as?
I'm always thinking about down the road because in this business, you never quite know where things are going to go. You know, everybody says print's going to die, but print's still here and maybe that's true, but maybe it's not. It's hard to tell, but the long-term goal is to continue doing what the mission of the Commercial Review has been for, I think it's been like 140 years in some form or another, which is to provide great coverage of this community.
Yeah.
And if we can keep doing that in whatever medium it is, whether it's print or online or messing with some video or audio or whatever that is, that's what we want to do.
Right. Have you ever seen, in your time here, as many people advertising for employees as the paper's getting right now?
Oh, no.
It's nuts.
All kinds of places need people.
Yeah.
They talk about that all the time. And, you know, the Development Corporation in Jay County and business leaders, every single one of them, industries are looking for people.
Yeah.
Nuts. And
it's pretty good in our area.
It is. And it's almost too good.
Yeah.
Because it's just, you cannot find people.
It's hard to find people. Yeah.
It just kills me. So how about, let's turn the page. We're done talking about business. Let's talk sports.
Okay.
Sports time. How about them Brownies?
Yes.
Do we have to talk about them?
Let's talk
with the
about
number one pitch. The
Jay County Civic Theater.
I think that was enough Brown stuff.
That might be the better team.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, so DeShone Kizer, what are you thinking right now?
It's so hard to tell.
You shut up.
Because there's just so little to work with there.
Yeah.
Every once in a while you'll see a glimpse of something that looks good, but then you see some pretty bad decisions and thrown an awful lot of interceptions this year.
Yeah.
And
he'll get better though, I think, with that.
Okay, I'm going to give you this. How many games has he been behind by over two touchdowns in the third quarter? A lot.
Yeah.
So we got to throw the ball.
For sure.
Yeah.
You know, so his hands are a little bit tied.
Yeah. And the other thing, the other team knows you're going to throw the ball at that point.
Yeah.
And he's throwing to Reese Rogers.
Yeah. No, Reese would be good on that.
Reese has good hands.
I think Reese could be like the number three receiver.
Oh, he's getting
it. I just got to say,
he was number two and then Josh Gordon came back.
Yeah,
so.
Now you're three.
I've been struggling fancy with the crow, so.
The thing with the Browns is, at some point, they're going to have to stick with somebody and give them a shot.
Yeah.
We've been doing this 1 year and out, 2 year and out thing. At some point, you might as well give somebody 4 years. You're losing anyway, right?
Yeah.
So you might as well give them 4 years and see if you can maybe win.
Next year, you've got an unbelievable amount of picks.
Well, if you make good picks with them, we got to stop having
all the
Johnny Manziels of the world. And,
I know.
What are you gonna,
we get all
somebody's.
Of them.
What are you going to do with the first pick of that draft?
I don't know.
Well, that's going to be the big question for the coaching staff in the front office.
And if they're still there.
Whether they believe in Kizer or not.
Yeah.
Because do you throw yet another first round pick at a quarterback when we keep doing this over and over again?
I know. Yeah. But the problem is, if there's one out there that's supposed to be a no doubter.
Well, there's quite a few of them.
You got to get them. You got to go get one of them.
You might have to, but there's another train of thought that says, what if you just build everything else around it and let that come?
Yeah.
Instead of bringing in a young quarterback and getting him killed.
Yeah.
Which is what we've done a lot.
I mean, you think about this year's quarterbacks that are going to be out there. Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson, the kid from Darnold, the kid who's the kid from UCLA.
Yeah.
There is a ton of quarterbacks.
There's some good ones, too.
And that is going to be,
I don't know.
Now, you see, I told you Director Jason McGraw is a sports fan because I just got a text from him that says the Browns should have gotten Jimmy G.
Oh, well,
and
I agree.
Of course,
I'm
with you. Love to have Jimmy G. You should also know about Jason. He is a huge Patriots fan.
So he's got issues.
He does have some
winning issues.
Yeah. That's right. What about his boy?
Nice issues to have.
How could he only get a 1-game suspension for what he did the other day?
I don't know.
I didn't like that one either.
What was Gronk? You know, I heard. I was reading.
I was a little pumped up.
Yeah. I was reading about Gronk that he may have some issues coming up.
Screw loose?
No. About some stuff that he took that could be...
Oh, I don't have any idea about that.
I've been reading, so tell your buddy. Boy. Don't be surprised if Gronk... Oh,
say goodnight, Gronk.
Yeah. Gronk is amazing.
Here's the thing, though.
He is good.
Patriots won the Super Bowl last year without Gronk.
Yeah.
They're scary.
Think about that.
Tom Brady.
Well, they're the type, too, it don't matter. If the Browns throw away some guy that couldn't catch anything, and he goes to New England, he's a superstar.
Well, Deion Lewis...
Yes.
Put him on the list.
Yeah.
He's one of them. And you know, you look at this team and four weeks into the season, this defense looked horrible. I'm not sure when the last time is they gave up 20 points now.
Yeah.
They just fix it. They figure it out.
Yeah.
Now, the Browns defense.
Yeah, we can live with that, I think.
Browns defense hasn't been terrible.
No.
I love Myles Garrett. He's something else.
But that start was just a killer for us. He sits out four games, and that's just brutal.
If we don't win Sunday, we're not winning.
Oh, yeah, this is it. This is the last shot.
I thought your last chance was Chargers.
No. Chargers ain't bad.
Chargers, are you stupid?
They're going to make playoffs.
Nice to Reese.
Huh? You guys had a chance.
We got to be nice to Reese.
You should be a little nice to him. I mean,
I'm a Bengals fan, so I mean, I got nothing
to say. Did you go Monday night?
Never mind a Bengals fan.
Yeah,
right. I don't care anymore.
It don't matter.
Let's turn our attention to Jay County, and we got the girls playing next Saturday.
Yeah.
That'll be a good game. Jay County's girls team is... They've had a tough schedule.
This Saturday.
It has.
This coming Saturday.
It is this.
No.
Not
next Saturday.
I can't remember what Saturday. Yeah, we don't Saturday play
this Saturday. We only got two games this week.
Yep.
One on each.
They have had a very tough schedule. They ran into
Newcastle
and Homestead, and I forget the third team last week that was just brutal. And they're playing three times a week, about 3 or 4 weeks in a row now.
They've played nine games.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, they start earlier than Fort Recovery does, but they pack them in.
Yeah.
They're a pretty good team this year, and they've had a challenging schedule that I think is going to benefit them down the road because they get to drop down a class this year. They have, in the last 8-9 years, been in the biggest class in Indiana, and they've run into that Homestead team that I think last year had like 61 players on it. Just unbelievable.
Right.
Wow. And you had no chance. You knew you had no chance going in. Your goal was to finish as a sectional runner-up if you could. Yeah. And now it's opened up a little bit. It's not going to be easy by any means, but they got some opportunities.
Yeah.
What about the boys program?
Well,
the
boys are still stuck up in the highest class, which is tough for them. They're the only sport left in the school that's up there.
Yeah.
And they've just played a few games. They are, I hope I get this right, they're 1-2 right now. And still, you know, they lost their top two scorers last year, so they're still trying to kind of figure things out. So we'll see how things go down the road for them.
I know both the Selective boys. I've bowled with Randy for years, and they're big, strong boys. Yep. And they never talk. They're real quiet kids.
Yep.
But and then last year over there, didn't they fire in a three at the horn to kill us?
Ooh.
Wasn't that an amazing? Didn't they hit a three? Made an unbelievable comeback.
You're testing my memory, Bob.
I think you might be right. You're talking about boys, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the boys.
I think that was a heartbreaker. Right. I think that was the one that was.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Out of that gym
stunned a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't. I ordered a bunch of cheeseburgers, McDonald's. Just went to the fairgrounds and ate them.
That'll teach them. That'll show them.
Yeah. Fort Recovery, have you been over? You probably haven't been over yet.
I haven't been over to any games yet. I should be, whenever your next school board meeting is, and I can't remember, maybe your school board meeting in January, you've set it up for me so I can go to school board meeting and the girls game right after.
It works out real nice. You cover school board meetings.
Cover Fort Recovery School Board, a little South Adams School Board, and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah. Do you cover Jay County School Board meetings?
I don't cover Jay County School Board. I cover Jay County Council and some other things over there, too.
What part do you enjoy the most, like something like that? Like the Janine or the Burn. You cover Burn?
We cover some South Adams, cover some Geneva. I think it's not so much any one particular meeting that I enjoy. I enjoy kind of being in the middle of all the action. So when something's going on, you if you're doing your job right, you should know everything that's going on.
Yeah.
You know, hospitals being sold to IU Health, you should know about that.
Right.
School boards, you know, starting a new program, you should know about that. If you're there, you're paying attention.
Yeah.
You should be, somebody asks you a question, you should be able to help them out.
Yeah.
Anything big going on in Jay County, Portland right now? Is there any restaurants coming in or anything?
No restaurants coming in that I've heard of. I know there's, you know, a couple buildings that are open that would work for that.
Yeah.
And there's some interest in doing a couple things, but there's nothing that's right on the verge right now.
Yeah. There isn't a better place to eat other than Brick Street. I mean, Brick Street, and who else got sponsored? All the
four
places.
It's one thing to have really nice food here in town, but people like to go somewhere, even if you're not getting as good of food or different food or something. But a lot of our people like to go to El Camino.
El Camino is a place.
El Camino is a popular place.
It's unbelievable.
You can't go in there without seeing five people in Fort Recovery.
Oh, guaranteed.
There are days that I walk in there, I'm like, what, Fort Recovery Day in here? Yeah. What's going on?
That's exactly what happens.
We go in there and they're
then you'll look around and you'll see Fort Recovery full of Portland license plates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're eating at Trusty Woods, or eating at Brick Street, or eating at North End. You know, and it's not that either town has bad food. It's just people like to go somewhere.
Yeah, you got to try something different.
You like a little variety.
Try something different.
Yep.
So, how about? I know you're a Buckeye fan.
You got it.
So, what'd you think about this weekend?
That was the right. It was the right move.
Right move.
I mean, as soon as Alabama lost, I knew the Buckeyes were in trouble.
Yeah,
Alabama had to win to give the Buckeyes a path, because then they could have knocked down both Auburn and Georgia, and that opened the door for Ohio State. But there's no way Ohio State's getting in over one loss Alabama team.
Couldn't happen.
One loss team, maybe. But not Alabama. Right. Alabama's been the big dog for a long time,
and
they're not going to be knocked
loss. When they started talking and they started doing their stuff, and I was like, they ain't played nobody. They just got beat by Auburn, and Auburn just got drilled by Georgia. Yeah. Now, wait a minute. Maybe Ohio
are people who are overthinking the process.
I'm sure them guys sit in there and go, we ain't leaving Alabama.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But then I also had guys that I seen on Twitter that were talking about, well, Wisconsin's got just as good a resume. They got one loss. Well, and their one loss is to Ohio State. It's pretty good.
Yeah, but it's still Alabama.
Darren Rovell had a thing today about television and watching in the number one place in, like, the highest rating college football is in Alabama. Yeah. And number two is Columbus, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they're so far ahead of the other.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Tennessee was like fourth. And Alabama is almost twice as high as Ohio State or Columbus. And then, I mean, it's life there.
Well, you got to think about it.
Oh, absolutely.
Alabama, there's not a professional football team that's a natural fit. So you probably see some Atlanta, some Tampa Bay, some Jacksonville.
Tennessee.
Alabama maybe. Football is the thing. Yeah. That's the thing that they all unite around.
Yeah. Yep. They all
brand. And it's been that way for decades.
Right. Yep. Yep, that's exactly right. You, let's talk a little bit about your private life.
Okay. Huh? Scared to wear this.
What size shoes you wear?
Go ahead, Bob.
Married yet?
No, sir.
Girlfriend?
No.
Lie?
No.
What?
Look, you see what my days look like. I work all day, and for the last 2.5 months, I've been in the theater for 3 hours at night, and then usually after that, I go back to work to catch up on the stuff I fell behind on.
Like, yeah, man, the theater.
You should know Neil Spencer, because I've never seen him not up here.
Yeah, he's up here all
after time. Hours. Yeah. They drive by at 10 o'clock, Spencer's in here.
Well, we got to put stuff in archives.
Yeah. I'm typically running 16-hour days right now, between work and civic, and yeah. Keeps me busy.
That would keep you busy.
Yeah.
That
does sound a little busy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not too bad.
It sounds a little busy. We wish you the best of luck on this show.
Absolutely. This will be a great one.
Yeah, and we're going to make sure we get over there. Yep. My wife.
Yeah, it's a classic.
My wife loves
it. It's a classic movie, classic show.
Yep. We'd love to see Fort Recovery come out, and really all the people we had here. Zach Champ is a scream,
and
the Lefevers and the Smiths are all great. And, you know, we love having Jenny and Tony and Tim involved. And we also love having the kids involved, because if we can hook them now and get them excited about it, then they can be with us for years to come.
They may sign up every year. Yep.
You know,
absolutely.
We'd love that.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming in, bud. Good luck this weekend.
Correct? Thanks for having me. Yep.
Yeah. And thanks, everybody, for listening. We are going to be Let's see what we got. This
2 weeks.
Tomorrow we're at.
What we got? We got
New Knoxville.
Then we're going to Dallas.
Half a JV game.
So be ready to get there early.
That's Friday right. at. Boys at Delphus Jefferson. Saturday. Girls at Jay County at 6 o'clock.
I know Bob loves going to Delphus.
It's on both schedules. Saturday.
You're saying the girls play this Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday the 9th at 6 o'clock at Jay County.
I think that's right.
Is it really?
I'll
throw a plug in
all the schedules.
Bring it on.
Jay County High School National Honor Society is working on a project called "Feed My Starving Children."
Yep.
Basically, one day in the spring, they're going to have a bunch of people come in to pack meals to send to the poorest in the world, people who are dying from things like diarrhea and hunger and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So they're in the process of raising money to do that. They need to raise, these kids, about 8 or 9 of them, need to raise $25,000 in order to be able to put this thing on. They're going to have a taco dinner 5 to 7 Saturday night?
This
before
Saturday.
The game. So if you guys
want
to come
over. Sounds like taco time to me, baby.
I'm in.
$6.
Give me 6 of them.
There you go.
Taco dinner this Saturday, Jay County, 5 to 7.
You got it.
At the school.
I
love
Perfect.
It. We'll be there.
Get there early for it.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Bubba and Fee will be back next Wednesday night.
Yep.
And 2 weeks is the Christmas show.
Don't forget about the Christmas show in 2 weeks.
We're going to make our commercials this week. We're going to introduce our families.
Yep.
And it is a special time. And
it's going to be a great time.
It is going to be awesome, just like it was last year.
It was.
And Fort Recovery will respond just like they always do.
I'm sure they will.
All right. Bubba and Fee. Thank you, Bubba.
See you next week.
Listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.